What's up, everyone? Welcome to Photogivity. This is a podcast about being a productive photographer and a little bit of randomness mixed in. So today's episode is going to be a mixture of different things. I kind of want to talk about some of the news, or I guess changes behind the scenes, if you've been following me for a little while. And then also, I've got this weird little thing that I do to kind of get a lot done throughout the day. And so I kind of wanted to share that with you because it's a little silly. So first and foremost, I've decided to change the format. So if you've listened to, I think it was maybe the past two previous episodes, so 4 and 5, I believe I had intro music on those. And when I was starting out, I mean, and I'm still starting out. I'm trying to figure out what the format of everything is, and also what kind of makes sense for my personality, and then also just how much I can actually get done, because just trying to throw in a podcast now amongst running my own business wedding wise is just a lot to kind of like think of and take care of, because I gotta edit it and put it out everywhere. And anyway, I'm not going to get into all that, but basically, when I was thinking about it, I was like, I kind of don't want to put in a lot of production into the podcast. Like, I just want it to be real quick and actionable. I want to cut out all the fluff and all that, and just be myself, and me just sitting here talking randomly, which I didn't even prepare any sort of notes. I'm just talking right now. But I wanted to make it more of who I am. And I was even thinking back when I was doing YouTube videos, I had contemplated about hiring someone to make me an intro video, and I didn't like that idea either. And so I was thinking, why am I going to do it with a podcast? And so I want everything to be very personable with you guys. So I talk with you guys in the Facebook group. We'll DM each other on Instagram, occasionally. And so I want that overall feel to be in the podcast as well. So if you're just now finding me, how's it going? First and foremost. This is kind of like what I want to do. I want to kind of get on that sort of level and not put on a show, not try and, add a lot of fluff to everything. Like, I just want to be real with you guys, because I'm nothing amazing. I'm just some guy who loves weddings and photography and productivity and all that kind of good stuff. And I just want to share it with you guys to try and help you guys be a bit better. So that's kind of where I'm going with the podcast. I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm not going to do any sort of editing or anything like that. I am just going to record whatever the topic is, and then push it out to you guys. Quick and actionable. So I've already been talking for, I think, almost 3 minutes now, so I'm going to cut off as far as the format stuff goes. The other big news, once again, if you have been following me, let's start with YouTube. I am going to be deleting quite a bit of the videos on there. I've already deleted quite a few, but I wanted to just put that out there. So if there was a particular YouTube video that you found helpful, try and go watch it one more time, because I am going to be deleting them. I just feel that... Well, there has been quite a few changes that have happened since when I made those videos until up until today. And so I want, if I do put out videos, which I do plan on doing a few in the future, I want them to be more relevant to how I'm doing things today, because a lot has changed. And so I want to make sure that's, it's just reflecting what I'm currently doing, basically. So I will be doing that pretty soon. So if you want to go catch one of those videos, go do that. I also need to record a little video on YouTube just talking about this whole change to the podcast. So I will do that one day. The other big news is that previously I was using my wedding website to kind of host the podcast, you know, like show notes and stuff, and then various how-to type reviews and blog posts and stuff like that, all on that. And I found it very frustrating to try and separate them but keep them the same. I was also trying to like hack the code for like my HTML and CSS of my website to try and match what I was going for at least for the podcast type stuff. And it was just taking up a lot of time, and I decided that I should finally do something with anthonygauna.com. So my photography website is anthonygaunaphoto.com. So I've gone ahead and moved all the photography related stuff and even the podcast over onto anthonygauna.com. If you want to actually get to the show notes for the podcast, you can actually just type in photogivity.com, and that'll still forward you to the podcast section of anthonygauna.com. All the education type stuff, anything productivity wise, podcast wise, is all going to start being found over at my own personal website instead of my photography website. And once I made this change, it just felt so much better. It just makes a lot more sense. And I can blog a little bit more about random stuff and not have to worry about, couples and clients and potential people looking to hire me be weirded out by some of these random things that I feel like posting a lot. And I'm not quite as active on my personal Facebook either, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to have it also be a replacement for my Facebook to like post random thoughts and random photos and stuff like that that doesn't necessarily really fit into my wedding photography website. So all that's going to be found there. I'm still making a lot of changes and updates just because of I was just having to retype everything, copy and paste, and re-upload a bunch of stuff. And so there's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done to it. The podcast page is up and running. It's ready to go. A few things that I need to do is I want to start making almost like a little database of resources. So like things that I use, software, services, websites, stuff like that. And I used to have it as a blog post, and it was actually a YouTube video. That's actually a video that's going to be pulled down soon. A lot of those I don't even use anymore. And so I want to make it a little more relevant. So I need to type out all of those new resources for you guys to kind of give you guys a quick summary. I'm all about Tave now instead of Pixify. And I'm all about Shootproof instead of PixieSet. Those are the two huge ones, and they've just been, I love them so much. And so, I'm not promoting PixieSet anymore. It's not that PixieSet isn't bad, and same with Pixify. It's just these two new ones, they're so amazing, and they just make a whole lot more sense for what I'm looking for. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I do need to update, and I made sure to type that up there. So it's in a red font that says, hey, this needs to be updated. And I'm going to actually break that page down a lot better too. I want to have it in different sections, like admin stuff, website stuff, things like that. So that's something that's up and coming. That's another one of the big things. So, all right. That's kind of it for as far as like the updates and stuff. Let me know what you think of this style of I guess format of the show. If you have been listening, I'd love to know your thoughts, just because I just want to just put something out there and not worry about having to feel like I'm not really myself. This is me. This is just as I am. So Anyway, so let's talk about this one thing that I do to kind of like be productive. So this will help you guys if you work from home, especially like if you're like me, you're self-employed and, you know, you're stuck at home editing photos all day or working on your website and you're just stuck behind a computer all day. All the things that people ask when you tell them you're a photographer, they don't realize that you're stuck doing. So what I like to do, so majority of the time, and it varies based on seasons and stuff like that, my wife is going to school right now, and so she's gone Monday through Friday most of the time at school and doing work and studying and stuff like that. So majority of the time I do have the place to myself. And I also do quite a bit of like the house cleaning and stuff like that, just overall maintaining the place, primarily because I just don't like dirty things. Like, if I'm going to be working from home, I want it to feel nice and not stressful. And so I do quite a bit of like the laundry and the dishes and stuff like that. But so there's this thing called, a side note, the reason I came up with the word photography and why I'm going with this whole productivity slash photography thing is because when I started out, I was working from home and I didn't really know anything. it was just a new concept to me. And like, I wound up getting into productivity just because I needed to get more things done at home and stuff like that. And so that's kind of why I just merged the two words together to create photography. So that's kind of the background as to what that word is, because it's just a made up word. So anyway, throughout the years, like I've got little hacks and stuff that I do to just make myself productive. And so throughout learning all this productivity stuff, one of the things that you'll find if you Google it, it's called the Pomodoro technique. Basically what it is, I don't remember the exact things. I mean, I basically do my own version of it, and that's what I'm sharing with you. But basically it's like you work for 25 minutes, you set a timer for 25 minutes, and then when your timer goes off, you take a break for about like 5 minutes or something. And so I kind of do the same thing. It changes based on my day. Like, some days I've got like a ton of energy and I'm super focused, and I will set a timer for 45 minutes to an hour and I'll sit down and work. And then I'll take about a 10-minute break. And that's pretty much what works well for me. Sometimes the 25 minutes is what I need, and so I'll just do it like that. But basically it's all about sitting down and working and then taking a break. And I know taking a break is, it doesn't really seem like something you should be doing. Like, why not just sit down and work? But I mean, it helps give your eyes a little rest, especially if you're sitting down editing and kind of, you know, just sitting in front of the computer, but also like sitting too, you know, it sucks having to sit all day. So what I do, on top of taking these like 10-minute breaks, is I will go and do something completely different. So if I've got dishes in the kitchen, once my timer goes off and it's ready for my break, I will go and do dishes. Sometimes it's vacuuming on my break. Sometimes it's going to the laundry. We've got an apartment, so I'm walking distance to our little laundromat over here. And so I will do laundry throughout the day. But once I'm done with whatever I was doing, whether it was dishes or vacuuming, I go back to work, set my timer for the next 45 minutes, and then do my editing or do my podcasting right now, as what I'm doing right now. And then once the break comes back, then I just do something else, you know, like maintaining the house and keeping it clean, basically. So that's my little, like I said, it's a really silly thing. I'm also, like I said, I like clean things. So, it's just something that I get to do, and it's just something completely different. Sometimes it's like a quick little just workout. I'll do a few push-ups. I've got a mini trampoline that I like to jump on. Sometimes the 10-minute break is just getting in a quick little exercise. Sometimes it's going for a walk. But I've ever since doing this, like I feel like I get a lot more done throughout the day. Not only with my work or editing, but also in just my personal life, you know, just keeping the house tidy and stuff like that, and a little bit of my health too. So give that a shot. If you feel like you're just stressed out all the time, taking these little breaks are super, super helpful. And then also if you just do something completely different, you just get a lot more done throughout the day. You know, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I just scroll around on Instagram. But yeah, just kind of like step away and just do something different. Especially if I'm feeling super frustrated, that's when I will make sure to take a break. Sometimes it's an even longer break. So that's my little tip for you guys. All the students are honking around, driving around. So that's my little tip. Those are the changes that are kind of happening right now. Like I said, I'm just going just bare bones with this. No fluff. Let's just get to the topic and then call it a day. Today was not really much of a topic. A few things that I'm going to be talking about. One is going to be, I want to talk about like my gear. And then especially with all the mirrorless stuff going on with Canon and Nikon. So I kind of wanted to just share what my thoughts are on gear and just what I have in my bag. Another thing that has been highly, highly requested from a lot of you is about SEO. And so I want to talk about that with just what I know. I'm not an expert on that for sure. And then some fun little things like what's on my iPhone or what's on my Mac, and kind of just talk about little apps and stuff, things that make me happy or my little setups. So I want to do a mixture of stuff like that. That's kind of what I've got lined up so far as upcoming topics go. Let me know if you want me to cover anything. I'd be happy to add it to my list and talk about it if it's something that I know. Last thing before I let you guys go is the app that I use to publish the podcast is anchor.fm. So one thing is that if you go download that app, you can actually leave me a voice message and I can feature you on the show. But the one cool thing about it as well is that they have launched a feature where listeners can support the show. So my whole thing is I don't even care about having sponsors and advertisements and stuff like that. So I want to do something completely free for you guys. Like if you guys wanted like to dive in a little bit deeper, I can go and do a one-on-one mentorship with you, and talk with you specifically. But for everyone else and just general learning, like I want this to be a free resource for people. So I don't have any plans to do any sort of advertising or sponsorships or anything like that, or even charging for this. However, it is cool that Anchor is allowing podcasters to start having their listeners support the show if they want. So if you want to do that, I'd be super appreciative, there it is. If you guys wanted to go and support the show, you can support it with as little as 99 cents a month. They have like three different tiers, but that's like the lowest. Obviously, I would with credit card fees and stuff like that. Like, I think I'd only make a couple cents if you went that route. But nonetheless, anything would be super appreciated if you guys want to do that. So you can find that link in the show notes if you want to go and support the show. What else? That's basically it. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, go and join it. And we can continue the conversation in there. I will let you guys go. It was great talking with you today. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Later. Bye.